Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. I can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
So are you using video in your marketing? You should be. Video is huge. YouTube is the second most searched property on the entire internet next to Google. And by the way, it's owned by Google. Facebook has incredible engagement when people are posting videos on there. It's off the charts. So there's lots of ways for you to incorporate video in your marketing mix. Let me tell you a little bit about my history. I used to work for AT&T as a video editor, shooter, producer, the whole nine yards. Back then, everything was done on tape. Now, I'm not talking VHS. I'm talking super high-end equipment. As a matter of fact, the average price for a piece of equipment, and this includes a video recorder, whatever it was between $50,000 to $100,000. When we shot videos, we had crews of up to 10 or more people. Producers, directors, videographers, audio people, lighting, makeup, gaffers, the people that moved cables and stuff, and the talent. It's very much like the way they make movies today. Not a whole heck of a lot different. Editing was done tape to tape, meaning we'd have a cassette, 3/4 inch Betacam, whatever it was, and we'd edit to this 1 inch machine, which was a very expensive piece of equipment. And the whole editing process took a whole bunch of other equipment. We had switchers and editing controllers and graphic generators like Chiron, which did all the text on the screen, and that stuff was incredibly expensive and very complicated and had to be maintained. But today, we've come a long way. All you need is an iPhone or an iPad or an Android or a laptop. Some people even use DSLR cameras. I mean, just like a regular camera that you take photography with, but they now record video. And the quality is so incredible, people are not using or buying high-end cameras and camcorders and those kind of things. Editing has gotten much easier as well. If you own a Mac, you have iMovie built into it. Even on your iPhone, you have iMovie, and I'm sure there's similar things for Droids. I don't do Droids. And if you want to step it up a notch, there are things like Camtasia or ScreenFlow, which ScreenFlow is for a Mac, that allow you to record webinars or PowerPoint presentations and put voiceover on them and add graphics and do all those other things. You can even use those programs to edit your video. If you take a picture of yourself and do that kind of video, they'll work that way too. So if you're going to do video production, I want to get down to the basics, the things that you have to think about, because they still matter. And if you produce great videos, you're going to get a much better result than if you produce something that people are going, eh, because it is a representation of the quality of your business. So let's look at some of the basics. Number one, lighting. If you're going to be shooting yourself, make sure that the light is in front of you, not behind you. Say you want to get a shot of a beautiful piece of scenery, but if the sun is behind you, then you're going to look all dark and shadowy. So maybe just don't use that shot. You always want to have the sun in front of you, or you want to have a light in front of you so that you look good. Or whatever it is that you're shooting. If you're doing Camtasia stuff with screen grabs, that doesn't matter. But if you're using any kind of camera, that does matter. The other thing that's incredibly important is audio. You want the quality of the audio to be as good as it can possibly be. And there's lots of ways to do that. Either stand incredibly close to your iPhone or your iPad or your laptop and just talk in there. You'll be amazed at how good the quality of the audio will be as long as there's not a lot of background noise and things going on. So you want to find a quiet spot to record it. The other thing that you want to do maybe is use a USB mic like I use to record this podcast, or They sell lavalier microphones for under $100 that will plug into your iPhone or your iPad, and a lavalier is the little black clip-on thing that you see a lot of people using. There's nothing wrong with seeing a little mic in there if it helps the quality of the audio. You can use the USB mic, just put it out of the camera shot so they're not looking at that, unless that's the intent of the video. And most importantly is the content. What are you trying to produce and who are you trying to produce it for? I've written hundreds of video scripts, audiobooks, I mean, you name it. I've done tons of them. The key thing that you have to do is plan out what you're going to say. It's really easy to just, you know, do, and you see them all the time. People just pick up their iPhone and they do random thoughts, you know, Deep Thoughts by Jack Handy. That's cool. I mean, those are fine. But if you're doing something in sales and marketing, you really want to have it planned out. We used to hire professional script writers that would cost thousands of dollars to actually write scripts because they would plan out the scenes. They would plan out what the background would look like. They would plan out how many people were in there. I mean, there was a lot of work that went into it. You don't have to go that far, but you really need to know who your audience is and what they want and what the ultimate game of doing this video is. So think of it this way. Every video should have an intro, a body, and an outro. The intro is, okay, why am I doing this? Who am I? And why should I be sitting here talking about this? The body is the content that you want to get across. What is the message that you're trying to get to your audience? And then finally, the outro is the call to action. What do you want them to do after they watch this video? The call to action is incredibly important because it could be sign up for an email list. It could be buy my product. It could be pick up the phone and talk to us. Video can be a very incredible persuasive tool when done right. So let's talk length. How long should a video be? The average song on a radio has always been 2 to 3 minutes for a reason. That's an attention span thing. In the video world, the most you should probably do is between 5 to 7 minutes. And sometimes you can get away with doing something way quicker. You can get away with like a 30-second to 1-minute video if you follow all the things that we talked about, that you have the intro, the body, and the outro, and the call to action. It depends on your audience, and it depends on the subject matter. How much do you have to explain? Finally, you have to think about, once I've created this video, where am I going to post it? Now, YouTube is free. And so you can easily create a video on your desktop, laptop, iPhone, upload it to YouTube, and you're done. If you're on an iPhone or an iPad, you can post it to Facebook as well. But what I suggest you do is that you save it somewhere so you have a copy. So if YouTube somehow crashes, something happens, you at least have a backup of it. But YouTube has limitations. You can only do X amount of length, and there's certain things that you can and cannot do. If you want to have professional video that you have a lot more control over, I recommend Vimeo. There's a lot of other tools out there, but Vimeo will allow you to, let's say, hide the video so that only people on your website can see it and it's not shared all over the place. It's great when you're creating products. You need something where you have control over who sees the video and what they see when they produce it. And ultimately, all of these tools allow you to share what you're doing on social media. So in both YouTube and Vimeo, you can either get a link, just a simple link that you could put in an email and post that in there. It's an HTTP link. Or they'll give you an embed code where you can embed your video on your website for the highest views and measurability. So in order to be successful with video, you have to make a plan. Number one, who is your audience? Number two, what's the goal of this video? What do you want them to hear? And then finally, what do you want them to do? And last but not least, have fun with it.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.